Hi, my name is Rafiqul Islam, and my family background is from Bangladesh. I live in London, and most of my studies was based in theology and religious studies. Thus, I'm now a religious studies teacher, and my background is from the Sunni tradition in Islam.
Hello. My name's Iyad Abu Ali. I'm currently a PhD student working on medieval Islamic manuscripts. I come from a Arabic background and from a Shia tradition. I guess to clarify the difference between the two branches of Islam, the origins of the Sunni and Shia divide is essentially a problem of succession. So after the prophet's death, there was a group of people who thought that the prophet's son-in-law should lead the Muslim community. They came to be known as the Shia. The other branch elected the leader, came to be known as the Sunnis.
Hi, it's Rafi again. So that was the initial beginning of how Sunni and Shia branches began to look ever so different, and subsequently that led to the old conflict of Karbala.
So this is Iyad again, coming from the Shia background. In modern times, the story of Karbala, essentially the death of the prophet's grandson, who the Shia believe should have been the ruler after his son-in-law, has become quite symbolic. So Shias mark Muharram, which is a month in the Islamic calendar, by commemorating this death. Now, Shias might not have exclusive rights over this narrative, because as far as I know, some Sunnis also engage in it.
No, absolutely, Yad. From the Sunni tradition, and from what I grew up with, from my Sunni background, is that what happened in Karbala is really important for Sunnis as well. The death of the Prophet's family is a very sad state for Islam as a whole, not just for Shias. This was a political schism, and even in the modern times, the conflict is not necessarily based on religious interpretation. It's more to do with political power. And an easy way to mobilize people is to say either Shia or Sunni. Even more so is the simplicity at sometimes in the media. And unfortunately, recent times, this has been even more polarized by just saying the Shias and the Sunnis are fighting for those reasons. It's not for religious reasons.
Just to add to what Rafi's saying, I think it doesn't make sense to understand it or explain the current conflicts in the Middle East along sectarian lines. So essentially, Islam has a lot more to offer than different interpretations of law, different practices. And although, Shiism and Sunnism have developed different narratives, they're a lot closer than they're made out to be. And they both engage in practices together frequently during the Hajj. The prayers are exactly the same, almost, in terms of a message for people. I think, obviously, violence is improper in both.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, this is Rafi here. I just wanted to say that throughout this interview, even saying I am a Sunni, it doesn't really come easily, because to be Muslim is more important than to say you're a Sunni or a Shia, because once you delve deep into what the Prophet asked and what the Quran asks for, this becomes very simplistic in what the Islamic message is. So it wasn't very comforting.
I mean, the same goes for me. Although I come from a Shia background and practice in a Shia style, which is not too different from a Sunni.
Just the identifying factor, I think.
I don't define Islam on basically these outward practices. There's a lot more to it.
Well, that's the reason why you have lots of really, really important Sunni scholars who come from the lineage of the Prophet's family through Ali, Hussein, and Hassan, which otherwise could be seen as Shia, but they're not Shia, they're Sunni. So are they Shia or Sunni? It's not really a concern for them, or it shouldn't be a concern for us. I think more important thing is understanding the message of peace.